Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
At the beginning, he has these very clear boundaries, you know, no groupies back here, that kind of thing. And then he meets this other young performer, and they begin playing together, singing together. It exponentially, you know, it boosts their ratings out there, and problems ensue from there. That's kind of the gist of the story, and I got to tell some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Well, like I said, you did just such a great job. We just have a few minutes before break, but I want you just to speak to the idea of this whole pursuit of 5 minutes of fame in our culture. And again, there's even that celebrity-drivenness amidst Christianity. And sometimes we equate success and fame with faithfulness and fruitfulness, but they're not always one and the same. In fact, when you look at just reading Jed's story and you follow any of these stars, that kind of platform is usually not conducive to a marriage, which a thriving marriage requires humility, dying to yourself, putting one another ahead of yourself. Just speak to that, if you would.
Yeah. Well, and it's so much, like you say, even in the church, you know, how many pastors are struggling because they've kind of plateaued at a certain number. And it doesn't really matter what that number is. Everybody is, you know, judging this externally, not judging it from the inside. And it goes back to what we were talking about. We are so do-oriented rather than be-oriented. When you look at discipleship, there is a certain sense that you can judge this on the outside of, you know, you following Christ. When Jesus called the guys at the side of the lake, you know, they put down their nets. You could tell that they put down their nets. But there were things, rough edges, that had to be knocked off of Peter's life. and obedience that has to, that you really can't tell on the surface, because it's all a heart level. So I struggle with this too, you know, with my writing and doing the things that I do. How do you measure that? And at the end, there is an audience of one that you have to please, and you have to fight to keep those other voices, the cacophony, you know, from yelling at you, you don't measure up, you don't do this. No, if you're a success in his eyes, then that's okay. You can live with that, but that's not very easy to do.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.